Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Utopia Part 2. Utopia Part 2. Now, remember from our previous lesson, the term utopia, it was coined by Sir Thomas More in 1512, over 500 years ago, and it outlines a place of perfection, you know, where everything operates the way that it should, a nirvana, a paradise, or other common terms used for it. Yes, my friends, and in business, everyone is chasing utopia. I'm going to challenge you to do something here if you can. If you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes and think about the perfect business scenario for you. The best case scenario where leads are coming in, where people are excited, where customers are satisfied, where team members are inspired. Think of it in your minds, my friends, and now open your eyes and think of what you have right now. My friends, everyone is chasing utopia in business. They want everything to flow the way that it should. And I'm going to tell you, there is a way to make that happen. In the last 3 points of our Utopia acronym, we're going to outline 3 key elements, the final 3 elements that make your business operate much smoother than you could ever imagine. That P, my friends and neighbors, outlines the importance of peace. Yes, to my note takers, remember this. I've got an internal acronym for peace. I call it positivity, excellence, achievement, confidence, and education. And when you're wanting to create an environment of peace, that's all the 5 things that you've got to do in business to make peace happen. Remember, chaos does not exist in utopia. So if you're following a pattern where it's always challenge after challenge and fire after fire and problem after problem and complaint after complaint, then something is missing that's disturbing your peace and you can never make it to utopia without it. That a state of mind begins with these elements. I'm going to challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to embrace positivity, because the negative never have peace. Embrace excellence, because the mediocre never have peace. Then embrace achievements or accomplishments, because the underachievers don't have peace. Then embrace confidence, because the fearful won't have peace. And embrace education, because the ignorant does not have peace. My friends and neighbors, as an assignment, I would challenge you to outline ways that you can impact those 5 elements as a means of increasing your peace. We could do a lesson just about this topic alone. I challenge you, my friends, to outline some of the things that are throwing your peace off, that are making you uncomfortable, that are making you uneasy, that create an atmosphere where people don't even necessarily want to be excited about being a part of what you do. My friends, we can create peace when we remember the 5 elements in business that make peace possible. Then after peace, my friends, that I in our Utopia acronym reminds us of the importance of immunity. Every season, many people go and get flu shots to boost their immunity against that disease. Other people do various things, take vitamin C and all those types of things to make sure that they're not affected by the ills of the outside. That's a physical immunity they're working to build. An emotional immunity comes when you refuse to be marginalized and compromised by the standards of common society. Can I say that one more time for my note takers? An emotional immunity is one where you refuse to be marginalized and compromised by the standards of common society. Just because people have made you think that putting out fires is a normal business practice, don't become immune to that concept or that philosophy. Just because people made you think that people come and people go, you're going to gain some and lose some, that you can't develop somebody, don't believe that hype. It's a disease that they want to get into you. Become immune to negativity. Become immune to doubt and disputing and arguing and infighting. Become immune to jealousy and envy and rage and all the things that make individuals less refined. So immunity, my friends and neighbors, begins with a refusal that I'm not going to stoop down to anybody else's level. I'm not going to lower my standards. I'm going to continue to dream big, to aim high, to go for the biggest and brightest I can achieve and I can accomplish. My friends and neighbors, we can become immune to mediocrity. We can come immune to all the different things that plague other businesses, and people will always flock to the person that has the vaccine. See, my friends and neighbors, in Utopia, there is a vaccine, so to speak, emotional vaccine that says when you are part of this society, everything works better, and there are things that your immune system is going to be stronger to. I remember talking to a friend of mine who lives in Africa. He had come to the United States for a visit, and I was asking him, do they have to take malaria shots? You know, if we go to Africa, certain parts, we've got to take malaria shots before we go, pills while we're there, and then pills when we come back. Well, they don't have to take any of that. Because they were born in that area, their immune system automatically made them impervious to the attacks of mosquitoes, so they cannot catch that disease in most cases. They're immune from it. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, your atmosphere determines your immunity. I wish that you could write that down no matter where you are. This might be a pullover moment for those that are driving. Your atmosphere would determine your immunity. If you are in the right environment, then the mosquitoes won't bother you. Then the disease carriers won't impact you. And it's all about where we are. I challenge you to examine your environment, my friends and neighbors, and assess whether or not it is producing the level of immunity that you need. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, that A in our Utopia acronym reminds us of the importance of constantly advancing. Yes, my friends, consistently moving forward, never looking back or living in regret, always adapting, adjusting as required so that we can continue to move forward. When we adapt, we keep forging ahead, and there's always more to learn. There's always more to ascertain. There's always more to accomplish. How satisfied are you, my friends? Are you still hungry? Do you still have that drive to succeed? Are you still making calls and communicating and sending emails and working hard? If you're doing that, then you're committed to advancement. In our company, Simply Success, we work to advance through acquisitions, looking at key acquisitions and businesses we can buy that make our model even stronger. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to commit to an attitude of advancement so that you can continue to grow stronger in every single aspect of what you do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a utopia, and we have found it in our businesses if we can capture these final three elements. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.